Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and lift off.
Coach on Fire Radio.
I am the
And welcome to Brain Healthy. I am your host, Jessica Aaronworth, and I am being joined in the studio today with Debbie Cunnington. So Debbie is a Jill of all trades. She is my right-hand woman when it comes to Brain Healthy, and really keeps me organized. I couldn't do it without her. Debbie, really, she does web design, virtual assistant, bookkeeping, WordPress, coding, you name it, she can do it. And, you know, the great thing is she also has a Bachelor of Arts in Psychology, so she really understands the health community, the importance of mental and emotional health, the importance of body, mind, and soul. So she really was the perfect fit for Brain Healthy when she came on board. Debbie, hi, how are you?
Good, how are you, Jessica?
I'm good. So tell us a bit about what you do. I mean, I've given the brief synopsis, but I know that there's so much more to it.
Well, really, I kind of do it all, in a sense. I run the gamut from WordPress, marketing, internet marketing, social media, organization, kind of the whole deal. And what I really like to do is get a feel for my client's business and what their overall plan of attack is and what they want to accomplish, and then get that down into bite-sized pieces so that it can be, you know, implemented and you know, the client can reach their goals. A lot of times clients have really great ideas, but the implementation part kind of gets overwhelming because there's usually a ton of pieces going on that you don't even realize, and that's kind of my specialty.
Right, and that I definitely realize that, you know, for a long time, and I know a lot of practitioners are in the same boat as I am, or I have been, you know, when you're in private practice, it becomes a very singular profession. And you end up doing everything. You're doing your own marketing. You're doing your own web stuff if you're online. Most wellness professionals haven't even started to think about passive income revenue models. Some have, but that's still a very new thing in the industry. But if you are, you're dealing with that, and you're dealing with your clients and your booking and all of these things, which really can be systemized, and at the end of the day, in order to grow, you definitely need help, or else all the balls come tumbling down.
Right, exactly. You just cannot do it all yourself, not and do it well or effectively. You really need to have people in place who can take a lot of that off your plate. And I tell clients all the time, you know, just because you can do it, you know, you should be doing something that that helps to grow your business, the brainstorming and the higher level functions, and let me or somebody, part of my team, handle the other stuff because it's what we do every day. So chances are we can also do it quicker than you. And then, you know, you don't have to think about it. You just know it's done.
What are some of the, I guess the, you know, top, I guess concerns maybe that practitioners have or people have with letting things go?
Mm-hmm. Well, I come across, there seems to be, some people have a fear of letting go, of losing control. Maybe they think no one can, you know, quite do it as well as they can, or they're not going to understand. Sometimes those clients like that are just really not ready to let go and let somebody else assist them. There's also a big trust issue. I run into a lot of clients who have, you know, been burned in the past by people that they've hired, that things have not turned out the way they expected or what was promised. That I've been noticing happening a lot, unfortunately. So that might be the biggest one right there, is the trust.
Yeah, and I know for myself, I'll just keep on, you know, relating it back to my practice mm-hmm. and how I've kind of grown or started to grow. Because I know for me that has been a big factor. And I know I hear a lot about people who have really been burned before and mm-hmm. have hired people to do things that just either A, weren't done properly, B, weren't done at all, or C, got them in a whole whack of trouble because of how improperly they were done. And
right.
that can often lead to horrible results, such as, you know, being kicked off Facebook ads or deleting Facebook accounts or getting rid of Google listings, or, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
which can have disastrous effects for a business.
Oh, yeah, huge. You lose your internet presence, and that's a big hit to your business. It's not,
yeah.
not a welcome thing to have happen. And I think just in the industry, the virtual industry, if you will, I notice a lot of people just kind of decide to hang their plaque out and say that they're virtual assistants. And there's, how can I say this? Just because you have, you know, a set of office-type skills or, you know, that kind of stuff, that doesn't mean that you're equipped to work in this fashion. It's actually pretty, it takes a lot of self-motivation, a lot of ability to troubleshoot, figure out why things aren't working, try to fix them, know when to stop when you absolutely can't fix it yourself, you know, just things like that that are beyond what I would consider like the traditional brick-and-mortar office-type skills. It's a totally different realm. So,
yeah,
I
totally agree with that.
Yeah. Right. And I think they get in, some people misrepresent themselves, but also I think some people just get in over their head and they don't realize maybe what, you know, you don't always realize what you don't know until you get in, and then it's too late.
Right. And I think one of the most overwhelming things in this online world is that there are so many balls in the air. You can't have one thing without the other, and they kind of all spiral off of each other. So you may know one thing really well, but if you have no knowledge as to what comes next, if you're putting together a sales funnel, what has to be involved? Because there's about a million systems behind the scenes working to get you a proper
mm-hmm.
sales funnel that's actually going to convert and make you money.
Right.
Oh, we had a question, but they seem to have disappeared. If that was you, call back. We will answer. If you are listening in and you do have a question, feel free to call in. You can reach us at 646-716-7979. I think just going back to, you know, how many skills it takes to actually get things up and running, it's quite a bit. And I think what's become really trendy in the online world, because I see it time and time and over again, is people misrepresenting how much they're making online.
Ooh,
and
yes.
They're using that to sell their services.
Yes.
And I think that's a very dangerous way to go. Because,
right.
You know, some people don't want to make millions of dollars online. They're really happy making a living, right?
Right.
And then a lot of the time, other people who are making millions and millions online aren't really. And I know that mm-hmm. I've been burned by that one before.
Right.
And I'm very cautious now.
Mm-hmm. Right. I would say, you know, if you're looking to work with somebody, don't take anything at face value. If they say they're making X amount a month or whatever, ask for verification. I mean, you can pretty much say whatever you want to say on your website. And if you can't verify it, then, you know, but most people I've found really don't double check those kind of things if they're going to work with somebody. And I guess that seems like a huge deal. You know, if you're looking for a coach or something like that to work with you, and they've worked with multi-million dollar companies or they've made a gazillion billion dollars, then, you know, that might seem like a huge draw. But it isn't necessarily. Number one, it might not be true, like you were saying. And number two, just because it worked once does not mean it's necessarily going to work again. You know, every business is different. Clients are different. But the main thing is a lot of what people are claiming simply isn't true.
Yeah, and there's a really a big difference between working with the Coca-Colas of the world and working with your one-person entrepreneur in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people really have to acknowledge that because,
mm-hmm.
you know, Coca-Cola has millions and millions of dollars to spend on their marketing and advertising. And I know as I started learning more about the online space, I spoke to many different people in the advertising world. People who ran their own agencies, people who have worked at some of the top advertising agencies in the world, who have won some of the top advertising awards. And the feedback I got from all of them is, well, you know, in order to get your business up and running, it's going to cost you. You know, at one point I had been quoted for a $50,000 website. I think someone had said another $100,000 for marketing. And this is just for really short time periods. So the budgets, you know, the budgets your private practitioner is working with is not that.
No, most people's budget is not like that.
Exactly. And it doesn't have to be. And I think that's the most exciting thing about going online is that people think
right.
their budgets have to be huge in order to grow a business. And they don't.
No, they really don't. I mean, you need to have a website. It needs
mm-hmm.
to function properly, which is, you know, huge. and people need to be able to find it.
Yeah.
Those are the biggies, really. And, of course, you know, social media, any kind of interacting with the public, that just kind of the internet public, that helps build your presence. And, you know, you want to strive for consistency with that. But it doesn't have to cost $1 million. It really doesn't. And some of the really huge, flashy, bells and whistles websites aren't necessarily the ones that convert the best. They just aren't. All it has
right.
to do is reach your audience, and then you're golden.
Yeah, I agree with that. A lot of the flashier websites don't do half as well as the non-flashier websites that really do target and speak to the audience they're intended for.
Mm-hmm.
So
and that
in
goes along with.
Sorry. I'm listening.
Oh, I was just going to say that goes along with a lot of the trends that you see in websites. You know, everybody has a slider, everybody wants that magnetic, you know, big, huge pictures, the parallax fades and all that fancy stuff. But the truth is, which goes back to what we were talking about, is after those things become popular, your eyes are saturated. You kind of stop seeing them. So they're no longer really effective. It's just another thing, you know, to distract from what your website should be doing, which is getting your client to take a specific action, getting your visitor to take a specific action, whatever action you want that to be. Buy something, sign up for something, et cetera.
Yes, and where you want your focus to be is on your conversions and not on the website itself. Because if it's not converting,
right.
you're not making a living.
Nope, not at all.
And that's a scary place to be. And I know in terms of wellness professionals and private practitioners, I've been in that boat before, and I hear it all the time from really amazing practitioners that they can't make a living. They're not making a living. They're starving. And that for me is really sad and really scary. Because we're kind of at that crisis point where there's so much talk about healing and mental health and mental wellness and physical wellness and soulful wellness. If our practitioners aren't making a living, how is anyone going to get help?
Right.
And I think as practitioners, it is, take this with a grain of salt, it'll come across as really, I think it might come across as really, but I think it's irresponsible of us not to know how to make a living, because there's so many people in crisis and so many people who need help. And when you're in crisis, all you want to do is feel relief.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about how many people go in and out of crisis every day and can't find the practitioners to help them. You know, I used to run a company before Brain Healthy, in the realm of anger management. And I was always amazed because we were nowhere near our full capacity in terms of how many clients we could see. But clients didn't know how to find us.
Mm-hmm.
And I would often get that phone call where clients would say to me, you know, I've been looking for you for over 3 years now. I've been looking for help for years and have never been able to find it. Where have you been all this time? I'm like, well,
wow.
we started practice like 9 years ago. So we've been here struggling to make it work. And you've been looking for us.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't work for anyone.
No. No, it doesn't. And that kind of goes back to, effective marketing and getting out there so that your potential clients can find you.
Exactly. And that is exactly when my online world endeavor started. Because I'm like, this isn't okay.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of the marketing piece and helping practitioners get out there and really be able to find their ideal clients, what do you find are some of the most effective ways to do that and to become visible in today's day and age? And again, I want everyone listening to know that it's not a lot of money. Like, it's not, there are so many ways you can market yourself for free. One thing I also hear a lot in terms of the marketing piece is, well, I went with this company that charges me $1,000 a month or $500 a month, and they do my website and they do my keywords and they do this and they do that. And people are paying out all these really high expensive monthly fees for no results.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm all for paying out high expensive monthly fees as long as you're making it back.
Right.
Right? Like, if you're getting results, mm-hmm. you have no issue. But if you're paying
exactly.
and paying and paying, and I have clients who've lost thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars for nothing. And you can tell I'm very passionate about this because it's mm-hmm. not okay.
No, it's very frustrating. And I see it a lot, too. I've noticed that sometimes people will go with companies that charge more because there's this idea that, well, if they charge a lot, they really know what they're doing. And that isn't really necessarily true. There are a lot of things that you can do in terms of marketing yourself. I think the most important one is to, begin to establish an online presence. And I know that kind of sounds daunting, but it really isn't. I mean, what people are looking for now is a connection with other people, and that works for when they're on a search for providers. They want to feel like this person is real, like they're really interested. And it doesn't have to be, you don't want to be fake about it, but you want to kind of be yourself, let down your guard a little bit and share a little bit about yourself, like on social media. I suggest quotes that you like, things that you say yourself, passages in different websites that you come across that really appeal to you, include a little bit of a note with them. It just goes a long way to making yourself be real, quote unquote. And that I strongly believe is a huge component in getting yourself out there. I mean, you can have, like you were saying before, you have the best website in the world, all your key words are on point, all that kind of stuff, and it's just kind of a flat presence. Since there's just so much competition out there that you have to bring it to a little bit a different level in order to get out there and get noticed and get people calling you.
I think one of the big things for practitioners as well is really using the language of their clients and not mm-hmm. being a jack of all trades.
Right.
And I know, a lot of us psychotherapists, and you look at the websites and I do, you know, anger and stress and this and that and this. And that's not necessarily what your clients are going to resonate with.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really breaking things down to the language of your client so that your words resonate with them in a way that they go, you understand me. You are my person. Because when they go on
right.
everyone else's website, that is your differentiator. No
mm-hmm.
one else is going to talk the way you talk. And that's what people are going to resonate with or not.
Right. It's all about making that connection.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. Which is even more important now in this, you know, in the, with the internet and constant, you know, interaction and, you know, it's more important now than ever. You know, nobody really uses the yellow pages. Nobody really, I mean, it's just really not used anymore. So when they stumble across you on your website or wherever, you have to really speak to them because you might not get a second chance.
Yeah. Yeah. And you have to know what they're looking for them to find your website.
Right. 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 And that goes back
yeah.
to, you know, finding your market or your tribe or, you know, whatever you want to call it, the people you want to talk to and what you want to say to them. That's a huge part of this. And something that I like to try to help my clients figure out is what are you trying to tell them? Who is your market? Who are you looking for and what can you give them?
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone has any questions for either Debbie or myself, please feel free to give us a call. You can call us at 646-716-7979. So, you know, we started off talking about the importance of building your team.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think this is a topic that gets lost for a lot of people. Either because they don't think they can afford a team, they don't think they're big enough to have one, they don't think they need one. And I know that was something I struggled with for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
Until I you know, came to the realization that I'm holding me back. You know, the only person
right.
I'm holding back is myself because, well, I sometimes jam-pack my day with clients. Exactly.
Which isn't bad.
And
that's
by the time, what?
That's not a bad thing.
Well, it's not great. And
right.
it's funny because the universe gets me every single time. And I know that if I'm jam-packing my day the way that it's not healthy, I will have cancellations. And I'll have them right at the blocks where I'm like, I can't do this anymore. So if I don't want cancellations throughout my week, I better plan it a bit better.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, that is true.
But by the time, you know, I'm finished seeing clients, and I do a lot of one-on-one work. I really love my one-on-one work. I'm brain dead. The last thing I want to do is go on Facebook or make sure my social media is being done or,
right.
you know, make sure my email list is being cared for. And I'm a bad one for that one too. Which I'm getting better. We're getting there. We're getting there. Debbie
yep.
and I are organizing everything. It's like getting a big train moving. And I've had courses sitting here for, you know, the better part of 3 years. They're all in a membership site. They're all ready to go. The only thing I'm not doing is selling them. And, you know, the realization dawned on me that if I'm doing this all by myself, they're not going to get sold. Because
right.
I don't have the time or energy to get that to a place where it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
you know the answer to that, because that's when I called you. And we have worked together
right.
a bit before.
Right.
And then on one of my, you know, centering business walks, which I do every day in order to get my creative juices flowing, I just knew I had to get in touch with you again, because I couldn't do it all on my own, because I was self-sabotaging myself by trying to do it all on my own.
Right. And I think it's great that you came to that realization. A lot of people don't. I think you come to that point where you need to have someone on your team. And, you know, you don't have to have a large team either. That's kind of I think that it gets out there that you need to have, like, this big team behind you. And I don't think you really do. I think what you really need is to have one person in your corner who acts as the gatekeeper, the organizer, you know, the one who is making sure that everything actually gets done. And that person doesn't necessarily have to do all the work, although I feel that if they're organizing it and they're delegating it, they should be able to do the work, because there's just too many things that get overlooked otherwise. But if you have that person on your side, then everything else can just fall right into place. But without you're kind of scrambling a lot.
And what I feel that helps me do as well is that I can do my brain dump and go, this is everything I want to get done by this time. But my fears and the things that I deal with, that I still need to work on within myself, they don't necessarily take over because someone else is helping. And your fears and my fears are not the same fears.
Right.
I hope.
No, I don't think they are.
I don't think they are either. You're way better at organizing, and I'm not.
Right. Yeah, and that's just an essential part of growing your business. You kind of have to step out of the idea that you can do it all, because you can't. And that's just the way it is. And I know there's people out there that are saying, oh, no, I can do it all, and I'm doing it all today. Well, you know, I say to them, imagine how much more you could be doing, how many more clients you could be reaching, how many more courses you could be selling if you were trying to do it all.
Yeah.
You know, you'd have so much more time to dream and come up with the big ideas and then let somebody else implement them. So.
And that's what I love.
Mm-hmm. And
that's why I call you the organizer of my life.
I like to do that. I mean, I'm good at it. I need a better title. I don't know what my title should be. Master organizer. I have no idea. But there are quite a few people like me out there. I work with them. And there's a lot of people who can't do it and think that they can. So, it's a fun, it's very energizing to work with someone and just be able to take that load off of them and know that you're taking care of it for them. It's kind of satisfying.
Yeah. And, you know, let me brainstorm a few days and I'll come up with a new title for you.
Okay. That sounds good. Cause
That's what I do.
Yeah. And I wouldn't take the time to try to do that for myself. I'm busy doing other things. So there you go.
And I, you know, I like what you say about your team doesn't have to be big. And I think the most amazing thing about working online or having an online presence, or, you know, our world just seems to have totally shifted where your team doesn't even have to be in the same city, let alone same country as you. You can be scattered all throughout the world and still work together as a team, which opens up your options as to who you want to work with, how you want to work. But what it also does is it helps scale back on expenses, because you can hire people as contractors for the time you need. If you only need someone 5 hours a week, you can hire someone 5 hours a week. If you need someone 20 hours a week, you can hire someone 20 hours a week. And in that regard, it makes having a team a lot more affordable as well, because you're not looking at paying full-time salaries. And as we all know, a lot of us single entrepreneurs would never be able to do it if we had to hire full-time salaried employees. That's not something we're able to do, or it's not even necessary. And I know, you know, my team is fairly small. There's three of us right now, and I'm sure we'll grow a bit, but I like keeping it small and intimate. That's how I do it best. And, you know, I have Debbie, as you guys know, and I have a copywriter who I love writing with and who knows how to bring out the best in me. And we're creating processes, because if you don't know, my mind spins like a million miles per minute, and it just creates content nonstop. Like when I'm out for a walk, I'm creating content, which overwhelms me because I have so much stuff that I want to get out into the world and I can't do it on my own.
So small
teams and you get what you need. And I think that really propels businesses 100 times, 1,000,000 times further than doing it all on your own.
Yes, I agree. It saves money in the long run. It saves you time. It saves stress, you know, banging your head against the wall when things aren't working correctly. It's just, it's really huge. It's something that every small business person should have, you know, if they want to. I mean, of course, you know, if you're just operating really small, you probably really don't need a whole lot of anything else, but eventually, you know, people are going to move to that place. And I think, you know, the sooner you get that in place, the better. I think it's better to have somebody on board as you're growing. Because a lot of times the client will come, you know, to me, for example, and it's just like, here, this is everything, and it's a mess. Sort it out, which I can totally do. I'm good at it. But let me tell you, it takes a lot more time for me to go back and sort all this stuff out than if we would have just had it lined up straight away from the beginning. You know, goes back to that marketing plan, business plan, all those kind of dirty words that no one really likes to do, but you really need to do, you know?
Okay, so let's actually let's discuss that, because I think that's another great topic. All those dirty words, you know, the business plan, all the plans, all the strategies, because I think we make those harder than they really need to be.
Yes.
Yeah, I feared it for a really long time, and I remember downloading plans and going, "Hey, what does a business plan look like? What does it need to be? What is it?" And it really paralyzed me.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I learned how to tap into myself, and I learned that strategy is not complicated, and it's not this far out thing that only some people get to know.
Right.
Because I'm like, maybe I go to school to create strategy. Like, how do I do this? And when I learned that, no, to create strategy, I have to go inside and figure out what I want to do and then create the building blocks to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And same with the business plan. It's not this ever complicated thing. It can be one page. It can be 10 words, really. But it's,
mm-hmm.
where do you want to take your business during this time?
Right.
I love the, you know, the Gazelle one-page business plan. And
yeah.
What is it from StrengthsFinder? I forget where it's from. It may be from StrengthsFinder. But it was from one of those things. But it's a one-page business plan. Where do you want to be in 3 months? How are you
mm-hmm.
going to get there? How do you know you're there?
Right.
Which is really, when I'm
yeah,
in session, when I'm in session, those are the exact same things we map out for human life, like for emotional health.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
Wellness practitioners, the strategies are already within us. We just have to navigate and start thinking about them in a slightly different way.
Mm-hmm. And a big part of that for your business is getting it down on paper. Like if you don't want to, you know, download a bunch of forms and things like that, I suggest just having a monthly calendar, like one of those notebook type calendars, and map out what you want to do. What do I want to be doing in June? How am I going to get there? Give myself some deadlines. And I also keep with me another notebook that, you know, when you come up with ideas, jot them down so you can follow them up later. So you don't forget about them. You have some place to put them down. But like you said, it doesn't have to be a big, huge deal. But just if you don't set goals for yourself and make yourself stick to them, you're just spinning your wheels. And you'll find in a few years that, you know, you had all these great ideas and you haven't done any of it.
Yeah.
But that paralysis is a big thing for a lot of people. And I think it kind of goes back to a perfectionist type of thing, you know, like you think if I'm going to make a business plan, it should be awesome. It should be on, you know, letterhead and just beautiful. And I'm not going to just write something on a sticky note. But really all it has to be is, like you said, a few words on a sticky note. If that's what you have at this moment, then do it. Get it out
yeah,
there.
I agree. If you have any questions for us, please feel free to call in at 646-716-7979. I know we're covering a lot of content today, but hey, we're having fun. It doesn't have to take a lot of time to create everything, to get things moving, to get things up and running. And I think that's another myth, that it really, it's hard work and it takes time. I also know for myself, the more in tune with myself and the more work and healing I do within, the more my business takes off. And
right.
things that, you know, I spent 13 years in a business that never had any word of mouth referrals. Because we were in the anger management realm, people were really ashamed to be there. And I would hear from my clients a lot, I'd really love to send you a referral, but I can't tell anyone I'm here. Which, you know, is all fine and dandy, but doesn't really help when you're trying to grow a business. Now, referrals are coming in left, right, and center. The only thing that's changed is me. The more work I do within, the more I become aligned within myself, the more my work and my life shift. And I think that's right. Another big one for people, because I think as wellness professionals, there's a lot of stigma around what we do. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of guilt in terms of charging someone who needs help and needs services. And a lot of wellness practitioners end up giving a lot away for free and then go home and aren't able to pay their rent.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is something, you know, that's something within. That's your mindset that has to be shifted. Because if you are not making rent, you're not going to be able to help anyone. Yeah. And then everyone's going to be in worse trouble. I discovered that many years ago, and people would yell at me because my rates were too high. And often I would say, you know, and at that point I really wasn't making a living. My rates were well within, they were on the lower end of the rate scale, but I had to say to people, I know it's tough to afford it. I get that. But how tough is it to not afford it? How much more money, how much more stress, how much more are you going to impair your own health and your own life to, if you ignore these issues and you don't get help?
Right.
And inevitably, people would go away and think about it, and then they'd come back, and they'd say, you know what, mm-hmm. you're right. And these are people who went on to do amazing things in their own business that wouldn't have happened otherwise.
Right.
How do you find, when you're working with people, how do you find mindsets differ and impact on their business success? And I know there's a lot of mindset stuff out there right now, mm-hmm. but it is such an important topic.
Right. In terms of implementation and results, I find that a lot of people who come to me do the same thing. They will say I'm outside of their budget. And I'm probably a little bit on the low side myself, middle to low. And they'll go to people based on price, and that's just not an effective way to find somebody. You know, just in my realm, you know, you want your marketing, you want your website and things to work. And it's the same with your mental health. You know, do you want to go to a cheaper option, and why? Why are you willing to mess around like that and dicker over $10 or $20? I don't understand that, but it is a big issue. And I find a lot of people will say, you know, you're too expensive. I think you're great, you know, skills and stuff, but I need to go with someone who's more in my budget. And I've gotten to where I will contact them a few months later and say, hey, how's it going? A lot of times that person didn't work out. It didn't work out the way they thought it would. So that mindset to me is very frustrating. and I do sometimes want to say, well, you know, I'll cut my rate or whatever because I really want to help you. But I've also come to find that a lot of times people don't value things if you give them to them for free or for an extremely discounted price. I guess that's just a human quality. I'm not quite sure. But that the money mindset is huge. And without sounding too woo-woo, you know, if you have this block on the money aspect and what you're willing to spend, and, you know, I'm not saying go out and spend thousands and thousands of dollars in marketing, but something reasonable, you're not going to get anywhere. You're not going to advance yourself, your business, anything. I mean, that's a big roadblock for people.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, I've gone with cheaper options before, and it hasn't. Yeah, you know, there's some things that the cheaper option does work out. There's some things where I'll go to Fiverr, and perfect, it's amazing, and they do exactly what I want. And you know, those are very specific things. But you know, I've tried cheaper options, and they don't work out because it comes back to that first, you know, the trust that you have in someone. Whoever you're hiring is part of the, I'll go woo-woo too, part of the energy of your business.
Right.
And you'll probably hear me going more and more. But if your energy of your business is low, those are the clients you're going to be attracting. And if you don't trust the person behind the scenes, and this was actually the reason I came back to you, Debbie, because I couldn't trust anyone else. When I tried to go cheaper, the trust was not there. I didn't trust that there weren't going to be spelling mistakes or that things would be scheduled the way I wanted them to be, or this person didn't really understand what I was trying to do and just didn't resonate in the same way, and couldn't, you know, kind of understand all of the thoughts that come out of me. And when I do a brain dump, that's when this has to be organized and that, and I can't do it.
Right.
And it comes down to whoever you're going to hire, make sure, and whether it's, you know, a hire someone for $5 an hour or $1 million an hour, the most important thing is that the trust is there and that you fully trust the person behind you, because your team has to have your back and you have to be able to trust that they have your back, or else you're going to be double checking and spending more time doing everything else than you would have done in the first place. And I think that's why so many people get turned off of working in teams, because they end up double checking everything and it takes more time than if they would have done it the first place. But if you're hiring the right team, then it doesn't take more time. It takes way less time, and then you can focus on what really needs to be done.
Right, exactly. And from like the team perspective, when we have the client constantly checking everything, that, you know, that kind of breaks down that bond that you want to have with your client. You want to go the extra mile for your client. At least I do, my team does. But when they aren't trusting you, it just, you know, it makes a barrier to building that relationship. And then you don't get the full benefits of a really great team.
Yeah, exactly. Debbie, we're coming to the end of the show, believe it or not. It feels like time has flown by. If people want to learn more about you, where can they find you?
My website, probably is the best place. It's Debbie Cunnington, DebbieCunnington.com. Has all pretty much everything you would need to reach me, all my contact information, social media. I'm pretty active all over the place, as you might imagine, because it's kind of my job to know what's going on and learn the new technologies and all that. So that's probably the best place to find me, at least to jump off from.
Perfect. And if you were to leave our listeners with one last piece of one last word, what would it be?
One last word.
I know, I'll put you on the spot a little bit.
I know. My mind just went blank. No. In terms of finding a team, don't rush. Ask for references. Ask to see their work. Anybody who is reputable in this business will have that information, in, you know, right there to give to you. It won't bother them. It pays to check stuff like that. And, you know, once you get to the point where you're hiring someone, try to, you know, give up that control, because if you don't, you're kind of shooting yourself in the foot. So go that little extra bit and trust, like any kind of relationship. And just, you know, if it turns out that it isn't working out, there's no shame in finding somebody else. It's like any other kind of relationship. Sometimes it'll work out, sometimes it won't, but it doesn't mean, you know, don't give up. But yeah, find that perfect person you click with and start building your business.
Perfect. And I agree with that. If it's not working, don't force it. I think we get in more trouble when we try to force something than when we just let it happen. I am Jessica Aaronworth. You can reach me at brainhealthyclinic.com or on Facebook at brainhealthy. Thanks so much for being on the show, Debbie. It's been, you know what, it's been a lot of fun. It's nice. It's just nice being able to discuss all this stuff with you, because we don't really discuss this stuff when we're doing our weekly calls. It's other stuff.
We don't. Thank you. Thank you for the invitation. This has been, excuse me, this has been great. It helps. Yeah, it's been very interesting and just wonderful comparing notes on this kind of thing.
Awesome. So I will see all of you, or I guess I don't see. I guess I only hear on this show. I will be with all of you on the next episode of Brain Healthy. Until then, take care. And, you know, together we can heal the world.
That's great.
I can do anything. I can reach any goal today. I can do what I want. I can be what I want to be.
Coach on Fire Radio.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.